lot about what I want and need in a partner, because I travel all the time. I have a weird job where I work at night. If I want to have a family, what I need is a stay-at-home dad. The problem is, I don't want someone who, like, plans to be a stay-at-home dad. You know those guys who are like, I'd love to be a stay-at-home dad. He just, like, sit on the floor, smoke weed, eat crumbs. That guy sucks. That guy watches your water break and asks you for a ride to the hospital. The only upside to marrying that dude is he'll never leave the baby in a hot car because he doesn't have one. I need a guy with goals and drive and ambition, and I need him to give all that up to support mine. I need to find a winner and destroy him. I want to say, this is my husband. He used to do this. And I can feel some people pulling back like, oh, Taylor, he's going to resent you. I know. I'm kind of into that. I'm super into it. Because I've dated dudes that don't make as much money as me, almost exclusively. What up? And one of them really hated it. It made him feel embarrassed and emasculated. And it was, oh, so hot. Oh, my God. I'm like, come here, baby girl. We'll role play. You can be the breadwinner tonight. How does that sound? Yeah, you go right back to making pancakes in the morning. Don't get cocky just because daddy lent you some pants. I have a savings account that makes me daddy. Then I dated a guy who was super fine with the situation. He's like, so you make more money than me. Who cares? Doesn't matter to me at all. And I was like, oh. Okay. And I don't need you to be upset always. I just want that edge in our relationship. Like, I need you to choke me in bed but kind of mean it a little. Like, I want that power struggle to keep it hot. Like, I want you to make those passive aggressive comments at dinner parties and make all our friends drive home like, what was that? Are they okay? Sitting in that circle before dinner drinking wine just like, so how are you, Bill? He's like, oh, you know, pretty good. Hard to sleep with all these dead dreams under my pillow. Am I laughing? I've been practicing. Anyway, I'm just gonna get another beer. Honey, do you want anything? I mean, you've already taken everything from me. I'm doing finger guns because I can't shoot you for real. I'm like, ooh, don't worry about him, everyone. You know how they are. Right before they get their allowance. Don't know why some of you seem offended. I'm the one who has to die alone. I'd like to have kids, too, which is a shame because I'm so talented. And, you understand. I don't know what happened. A few years ago, I was like, yeah, I'll get to kids. And now it's like every day I wake up and my brain goes, you have goals. And my body's like, I'm empty, like all the time. I saw a baby in a fedora last week and I was like, I need to make something and put a hat on it right now. It came from somewhere inside me I didn't know existed. I felt like a young boy who'd just seen porn for the first time. Just like, what's happening to my body? I have to go home forever. I do still get annoyed with other people's kids, which I think will keep me empty a little bit longer. Like, my biggest pet peeve are those babies that wave at you from strollers. Have you seen these babies? They're strangers to you, but they wave like you owe them money or something. It's like, hi, don't engage, it's a trap. The same thing happens every time. Hi. 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 Hi, sweetie. How are you? You know why they laugh? Because they just wasted your time. They know one word. It's not a conversation. That's a dead end. That would be like me walking up to a French person like, bonjour. They get excited, start talking to me in French, and I just go, ha ha. Then a bigger person wheels me away in a carriage. Au revoir, asshole. You thought you made a friend, baguette.
Mm-hmm. not a test. This is rock and roll.
The Rock Show.
Let's get ready to rumble.
This is Bud Hole from the Mighty Mighty Grouse Brothers, and you're listening to the Liam Burke Podcast.
Won't tell you a story about a woman I know. I come loving. Steal the show. She ain't exactly pretty, ain't exactly small. 4-2-3-9-56. You can say she got it all.
Hey! Yeah, there you go. There's something to kick off your week's show. You're here with me, Liam Bourke, on The Liam Bourke Show. And I remember many, many moons ago when we were in the little discos back in the 80s, and that song came on. It just lit the floor up, and everyone was on the floor, regardless of whether you liked AC/DC or not. Anyway, as I said, you're listening to me, Liam Bourke, on The Liam Bourke Show. Kicking off tonight, we had comedy from Taylor Tomlinson with Wants a Man with Dreams So She Can Crush Them. And there, of course, you have AC/DC with A Whole Lot of Rosie. Now, what I'm doing this week is I am focusing on women, girls, ladies' name and in rock and playing them tracks. With the exception of a couple of tracks I've got coming up later on from another Irish artist. And a great one at that. And he's been on before, but maybe not just to the forefront. But we have tracks coming up from him later on in the show. So, yes, I just decided that I'm going to do women's names in rock because it's just fantastic. There's so many of them. And I won't get them all played, of course, but I will get most of them. Well, I won't get most of them. I'll get some of them played. So, like A Whole Lot of Rosie from AC/DC and this one from CCR with Proud Mary. You were doing that whole hand twisty and rolling. You just got to do it if you're standing up and you're listening to that track. It is, of course, Creedence Clearwater Revival with Proud Mary. And because there's a couple of Marys involved in the music industry, let's play a couple of tracks that's dedicated to Marys. Here's a couple now. One from Jimi Hendrix and the next one from Tom Petty. And here, of course, is The Wind Cries Mary, followed by Mary Jane's Last Dance.
Thank you. lights or in the boxes, and the clowns have all gone to bed. You can hear happiness staggering on down the street, footprints dressed in red, and the wind whispers clearly. Drearily sweeping up the broken pieces of yesterday's life. Somewhere a queen is weeping. Somewhere a king has no wife. And the wind, it cries very.
Put on that party dress, buy me a drink, sing me a song. can't stay long.
Last dance with Mary Jane. One more time to kill the pain. I feel summer creeping in. I'm tired of this town again.
She's standing in her underwear, looking down from a hotel room. The nightfall will be coming soon. Oh my my, oh hell yes. You got to put on that party dress. It was too cold to cry when I woke up alone. I hit my last number, I walked to the road.
Last dance with Mary Jane. One more time to kill the pain. I feel summer creeping in and I'm tired of this town again.
There you go, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers with Mary Jane's Last Dance. And funny enough, I had forgotten that Kim Basinger was in that video with him as well. Anyway, speaking of Mary Jane's Last Dance, actually Tony Smith does a fantastic version of that with Melting Pot. The boys do a fantastic version of Mary Jane's Last Dance. And funny enough, Tony had a couple of songs out which I played last year. And he introduced me to a man that played alongside him on drums, I think Jim played. And he played, he played on the drums on Ode to Philo, I think. Or maybe it's, just can't remember. But he played alongside Tony Smith, the legend Tony Smith, and Melting Pot. And Jim himself has a couple of tracks out. And this one in particular, I only heard it last week and I thought it was fantastic. So I said, I have to give it a spin on the show. It's Mr. Jim Bates and it's called The Valley.
We'll be right back.
that just classic. That is just a fantastic song. That's the Valley performed, recorded, and played at home in Jim's home house of, I think it's Cavan, Jim's in. I'm not 100% sure. But it's fantastic. It's called The Valley. Go check out the video on YouTube. Absolutely phenomenal. And I think I've seen another one there earlier on in the week, and I decided that I'm going to have a listen to that one as well. And as you are too, later on in the show. There you go. Check it out. Jim Bates and The Valley. Now, what else have I got for you? Oh, yes. I have a little one before we go to more comedy. And this time around, it's from Pink Floyd. And it is, of course, See Emily Play.
Emily tries, but misunderstands. She's often inclined to borrow somebody's dreams till tomorrow. There is sound till tomorrow. Touches the ground. Float on the river forever and ever, Emily. Emily. There is no other day. Let's try it another way. You'll lose your mind and play. Three games to play. See Emily play. There
you go, Pink Floyd, and See Emily Play on the Liam Burke Show with, this week, as it's doing in women's, girls, ladies, whatever way you want to say it, their names in rock songs. And I've a great one coming up after, it'll be coming up after the comedy that's coming up just now. And the comedy I've got for you now is from Ali Wong, and it's Why I Want to Get Married.
Thank you so much. I'm really excited to be here. I like to watch porn. Anybody else here like to watch porn? I love watching porn, and I think that when people look up porn on their favorite site, they always have their two standard search words, and mine are Asian and school. Yes, I like to watch Asian because I'm conceited. And I like to watch school because I'm Asian. I'm like, oh my God, are they doing a standardized test? Yeah. I want to get married. I do. I want to get married real bad because I have this fantasy that if I get married, I get to stop doing all the shit women have to do to keep fuckable. Like, I could just trap a dude and make no more effort. I don't want to wear thong underwear anymore. I want to be free to not wear thong underwear. I just want to wear little boy's underwear. Because that's what fits. I don't know what that pocket in the front is for. That's just where I put my keys when I run. And I do not want to have to diet anymore. I hate dieting. That is the worst part about being a woman. You know what I did today? I ate kale chips. I ate kale chips, and then I did a bunch of butt squeezes at my desk, hoping that I would take a shit and have a six-pack. Just miserable, just at my desk, just searching for laser hair removal Groupon deals. I don't do that anymore. When I get married, I'm gonna eat whatever I want. When I say I do, what I really mean is, fuck it. Fuck it. And I'm gonna eat fried chicken skin every day from then on and fulfill my destiny, which is to turn into a circle with eyelashes. Yeah. Once I get married, no more plucking, no more shaving, no more trimming. No more. I'm done with it. I'm just going to let it all grow out. I'm just going to let it... Cha-cha-cha-chia! I am! Because it takes too long to trim. It takes an hour. I don't have an hour to just... You have to take off your pants, and then you stand over the toilet, and you lower your eyeglasses like Angela Lansbury and just... Trim, 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 chimney, trim, chimney, trim, trim, cheril. I'll pull the butt hair to the front and I'll trim that too. Oh, I better get the Swiffer to get all the flyaways. I did the Tonight Show a couple months ago, and I had actually gotten offered to do it last May, but it was the same day as my boyfriend's graduation from Harvard, and I was like, okay, I could do the Tonight Show and get a TV credit, or I could go to my boyfriend's graduation from Harvard and poke a hole in the condom. What is going to guarantee the most steady income? What is going to get me a house? I once hooked up with a man who refused to put it in the back. Yeah, he refused. I was like, you're an idiot, dude. Do you realize that if I went on Craigslist and posted tiny Asian female seeking anal, the website would crash? It would crash. And for all the young women who are in their 20s who are like, ew, I would never do that. Ew, ew, gross, ew. Grow up. Just grow up, okay? I know what you're scared of because I was scared too. You're not scared of the pain because women were very good about dealing with pain. What you're really scared of is doo-doo on the dick. You're scared that he's gonna see that and that's gonna be your shame, your inner evil, all your horrible secrets and lies. Sephora can't help you now. But guess what? When he sees that, he's not thinking about doo-doo on the dick. He's thinking... I just put it in her butt. And I'm personally very grateful for anal because I'm a little stretched out in the punani for my 20s. So when I finally did anal, I felt like I got a second chance at life. I was like, oh my God, it's like I'm going back in time. Oh my God, I had a little backup pussy all along. You were footprints in the sand. I've been Ollie Wong. Have a good night. Thank you.
Get to heaven. Take the stairway. To get to hell, take the highway. Get to Clarksville. Take the last train.
Take the last train to Clarksville, and I'll meet you at the station. You can be.
No need to ask for directions when you want to listen to the Liam Burke Show.
There seems so much to say. But if you know me well, you'd understand the way I do. Evie must be a better way to say the things I feel, the love I only know with you. But I don't know what it is that makes me feel the way I do. Ooh, Evie, I'm nothing without you. The sun is shining down, my eyes are open now, I see so much I never knew. Evie, I wanna thank you now, giving me this child, so much a part of me and you. Ooh, I don't know what it is that makes me feel the way I do. Much in love with you.
Yeah.
There you go. There is Stevie Wright with Evie Part 1, 2 and 3. And I told you it was a cracker of a song that was coming up after the comedy. And that, of course, as I said, was Stevie Wright. We are doing ladies' names, women's names, girls' names, all on the show this week. But apart from a couple of tracks from Mr. Jim Bates, which we have another one coming up from Jim later on. I told Jim I'd play The Valley on it. But I didn't tell him I'd play this next track. Or not this next track, but the track I've got lined up later on in the show as well. So do stick around to hear what that is. And on this lady show, you can't have one without having Toto and Rosanna. Are you all ready?
Meet you all the way, Rosanna.
Yeah, I'll say this about the 80s videos. And it's the hair, the clothes, the makeup. And the women look good too. Yes, that was Toto and Rosanna. And you are listening to me, Liam Burke, on The Liam Burke Show. And this week we're playing with ladies' names in the rock title of songs. I suppose, yeah, there's loads of them out there. But I won't get through them all. But I will get through as many as we can. Or maybe 15, 14 or 15. Who knows? We'll have to just wait and see. Here is the Allman Brothers with Melissa.
we should find here. We'll be over soon.
There you go, David Bowie and Blue Jean on this show, what dedicated to ladies' names, and except for a couple of tracks which I've got, and this one is another great track from the said man earlier on, Jim Bates, and Jim, who had the Valley we played earlier on. I'm going to play this one as well in the show, so do check it out on YouTube as well. Another one that was performed, written, and done at home by Jim. It's called Sunken Ships. There you go, that's Sunken Ships by Mr. Jim Bates. Check it out on YouTube. It's one I kind of would envision as you're walking through a forest. And when you're walking through that forest, you would be just with the earbuds in and you're listening and looking at all the sounds, and then you have that song playing in the background. Fantastic. Sunken Ships by Mr. Jim Bates. Check it out. And The Valley is another one to check out on YouTube as well. Give it a like. Why not? Come on. It's a great track. Next now I've got is Julie Kim at Winnipeg Festival back in 2014.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Wow, this is amazing. This sure beats what I was doing last weekend. Last weekend at this very time, I was on a date. It was a setup with a man. Yeah. I don't know about these things. Some people think setups are awesome. I just think they're good for finding out that your friends don't think you're as attractive as you think you are. Oh. So this was not a good date. I didn't have a good time. We will call him Michael Green. Because that's his real name. And he had a great time, though. He came skipping out of the restaurant, which itself was a problem, I think. Because he was not a little girl or in a Broadway play. You know? He was like, wow, that was so amazing. We even finished each other's sentences. And I was like, actually, you have quite a habit of interrupting people when they talk. And he said, okay, I'm sorry, I was nervous, but surely you picked up on this amazing chemistry that we had. And I said, oh, no, sir, we don't have chemistry. I'm very interesting. I really enjoy dating. I like it. And this seems really weird to my friends who always seem to be in relationships. And the thing is, I don't even think they like being in their relationships. They just don't like the alternative, the fear and rejection that comes with putting yourself out there. And I have never minded this. I read an article in a psychology magazine that kind of summed it up. It said that people with really high levels of self-esteem, maybe delusionally high, may have said that, it said that those people don't get battered and bruised in the dating process because they never attribute the failures to anything personal about themselves. And yeah, and I realized that I do this. I thought back to the most recent date I had before reading that article, and it was the most perfect date ever. This guy was awesome. We got along well. I knew for sure this would last a while, but then after the first date, after 3 days, never heard from him. Yeah. And at first I was really, really bummed out about this, and then I came to terms and I was just like, well, that kind of sucks. I guess he died. Everyone's online dating now, and some people are ashamed to admit it, but I really like it, because when I meet a guy in person, I feel so unprepared. I'm coming from the gym, I'm sweating, I might be on the phone. Worst of all, I'm bearing far too striking a resemblance to my actual self. You know? Makes me uncomfortable. When a guy's hitting on me in person, I'm always like, oh, God, that's very flattering, thank you. But if you think I'm pretty, I should introduce you to my profile pictures. Oh, my God. Because I do what every woman in here does. I post these awesome, unrecognizably hot profile pictures, right? We all do. We all have to because everybody else does. I'm not going to be the only ugly chick on the internet, right? Yeah. But lately, I've actually been worrying about us because I think that what we might be doing in the name of vanity could be compromising our safety. Because what would ever happen if one of us went missing? Yeah. Yeah. Picture it now. You go home and you turn on the news and it's like, a 27-year-old woman from Vancouver has disappeared. Unfortunately, we only have her Facebook photos, so we don't know what she actually looks like. This is where I get into a little bit of a personal kind of area. I am Asian. I wasn't going to say anything. I forget sometimes. I really forget because I was born and raised in Ontario in a really, really small town. It was very secluded. I might even say it was kind of backwards and ignorant. So everybody in my class was white. And there was one black kid in my class. His name was Black Justin. There were no other Justins, just to be clear. I was very overweight as a child, too, so, yeah, it was hard. I think the worst part was the other kids, you know? Kids are mean. They will bully you. They'll make fun of you. And they'll usually just make fun of the most obvious thing about you. It's not sophisticated. It's just, you know? So they made fun of me for being fat, but they made fun of Justin for being black, which is how I learned that I was more fat than Asian. We were very poor, too, growing up, and we're not now. My parents are fine, but they still have poor habits, like they go to garage sales, they hoard things, and they are extremely cheap. But I think the worst thing that they still do, well, actually, it's just my dad. It's so gross. Okay, I'll tell you. My dad, to this day, reuses dental floss. I know. Oh, but wait, no. Like, he'll wipe it off after my mom's done with it, but still, it's disgusting. Thank you so much, Winnipeg. Good night.
Stick around. Hey, it's Ben Stiller.
Hey, it's Julie Bowen.
Hello, I'm Scotty from Star Trek. James Doohan.
I'm Magic Johnson. Yeah, the ex-basketball player. Yeah, that's me.
This is Geraldo Rivera.
Hello, I'm Samuel L. Jackson. I love
you. Damn right.
She would never say where she came from. Yesterday don't matter if it's gone. While the sun is bright, or in the darkest night, no one knows. She comes and goes. To be so free, she'll tell you it's the only way to be. She just can't be chained to a life where nothing's gained and nothing's lost at such a cost. Heard her say, catch your dreams before they slip away. Dying all the time, lose your dreams and you will lose your mind. In life unkind.
Yeah, there you go, the Rolling Stones and Ruby Tuesday on the show this week that we're doing ladies, girls, women's name in rock songs, and just fantastic amount of them at the minute, but I won't get to play them all. I just get to play a small amount of them, and I hope you enjoy the small amount I do get to play. Yes, and just before the break, David Bowie played in Ireland, just forgot about that. Back in, 1987, which this year is 35 years, which is hard to believe. It's 35 years ago. A lot has happened in that 35 years. I've got married and separated. Poor old Davey's gone. If just thought I'd bring some great knowledge to the show. If you have maybe a list of songs, or you want to send me a list of songs, why not send them on Messenger? You can get them there. You get me liamburkshow.com. You can get me on Instagram. You can get me on, where else am I? You get me at guitarstony@gmail.com. guitarstony1969@gmail.com. You can send it there if you have you want a certain theme in the show. Let me know. Or if you have a birthday present for me, that's great. A birthday wish you want to play for someone, let me know that too. And I'll do my, excuse me, I'll do my best to play that. Here is Dem with Gloria. Dem and Gloria on the Liam Burke Show. A couple more tracks before we finish off this week. And here is one from the Velvet Underground with Sweet Jane.
Standing on the corner, suitcase in my hand, Jackson's corset, Jane is in her vest, and me, I'm in a rock and roll band. Huh. Riding a studs back at Jim, you know, those were different times. All the poets, they studied rules of verse, and those ladies, they rolled their eyes. CJ, I tell you something, Jack, he is a banker. And both
mothers. Well, they're gonna tell you that everything is just dirt. You know that women never really faint, and that villains always blink their eyes. Ooh. And that, you know, children are the only ones who blush, and that life is just to die.
There you go, the Velvet Underground and Sweet Jane. Just one more track to finish off our week. And don't forget, if you're interested in sending me a list of tracks, either themed track list or even just a track list, why not send it to me at liamburkshow.com. Get me at Spotify, Castbox, Instagram, Deezer. I'm everywhere. You can get me at, you can leave them on Messenger if you want. That's Liam Burke, or you can get me at guitarstoney1969@gmail.com or liamburkshow.com. Either way, I'll get them. Send me a list of 20 songs and I'll play about 15 of them. So just to allow for some that doesn't not available to get, or maybe just not there. Anyway, if you do that, I'll be more than happy to play there. Or maybe you have just a request you want to play, or if you want to just leave a voice message, and then I'll play the voice message through the show one of the weeks. So why not do that? Now, Liam Burke signing off on the Liam Burke Show, leaving you with the last track on this week's show with rock, or with women's names in rock songs. And this one is The Cure with A Letter to Elise. Till next week, see you all soon. Stay safe, mind yourself. Take care. Liam Burke signing off on the Liam Burke Show.